listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture.
I'm ready. tiles, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's laid out like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the vamp.
What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We're back with another live episode. Man, look at here. We start studded up in here today. we got the snatching tribe up in here today.
You know it. And, we're here.
We're about to find out what this name really means because I got some ideas.
I think.
Here we go.
I'm
get your mind right, sir. Get your mind right.
I'm gonna leave it like that. Joining us again, and I really appreciate the family coming through, man. Filling in for comedian Luce Cannon. We got Sipping and Conversations' very own Buddha and Baby in the building. What's happening, y'all?
Hey, what's good, Sippers?
y'all gotta get that in sync. You know, do a little practice. I'm sure y'all gonna get it in synchronization. So, but man, last week, man, was kind of crazy, man. We finished up our 3-part series, and Baby, did you want to go ahead and just recap from last week?
I ain't good with that part. Buddha, what you said? Because you had a lot to say last week.
I had a lot to say last week.
Oh boy.
Yeah. What were we talking about? I'm getting this week messed up. We ain't talking about rules of engagement.
Rules of engagement while dating.
Oh man, shoot!
So at the end of the day, what are some of your rules when it comes to dating?
Well, first thing, how much you make? How much money you make? Oh. That's number one. I can't be doing this thing alone.
Well.
Sorry.
He has spoken.
Well.
And then you got to be willing to do all the things I do and more in the bedroom.
More than just ride and slide.
Ride and slide. You got to do more than that. I mean, I can't. Well, we already know I ain't dating no virgins or anybody who's celibate. Yeah. That ain't happening.
Okay. that was the third part question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you date a person that's a virgin or practicing abstinence before marriage?
Mm.
And we had a unanimous decision that the answer came in three parts.
Right.
NOKNOW. Mm-mm. No.
I'm done.
Just like that. So it ain't gonna happen. And everybody heard my story. I got my little 4-5 pumps in, and I decided, hey, you know what? I respect your wishes. We're gonna wait till we get married. And you know, my ex-wife, she was, you know, a virgin at the time, and we both put ourselves in a awkward position. And she wanted me to cuddle. She felt the rod wake up in the middle of the night. She didn't know what that meant. Told us morning wood. She wanted to try it. Got 3-4 pumps in. Rest is history. 3-4 points don't count, right? That's what we agreed on.
Negative. They're counting.
Sorry. It all count.
Hey, you can get pregnant off one pump.
Even if
you know what I'm saying?
Even though neither one of us like busted one.
You, hey, like, listen, you
okay,
can get
it. Right, it's good. It's like test driving. You go around the block. You don't go to the out of town with it. You do a test drive just enough to be like, okay, no, I can deal with this.
You can get pregnant off the pre-cum, man. Real talk.
But she didn't, though.
I'm just saying.
All right. As long as you made it the best 2 minutes, 3 minutes of your life, you got it. What's your favorite wrestler name, Buddha?
The Rock? Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, you got to go in there like woo it. And then it'd be on the popping.
Mm-hmm. And before we move on, Buddha, you gotta let them know what the three P's mean, because that was very significant to why we chose, why we couldn't wait.
You're right. Protect, provide, and pipe. Okay. You have those three P's, man, you're in there, you're good. She ain't leaving.
Protect, on a Tuesday.
Provide, and the pipe. You get that, you're good to go.
You're good to go.
Which leads us to our topic of the night. Because now once you're in, that's when things start getting kind of crazy. And people want to know, like, do men and women have different reasons why they cheat? Do they?
They do. There's, you know, most women are emotional. You know, well, women are emotional. So if we do things, it's because we've been hurt, you know. And it may be a false sense of hurt, but our feelings are involved. So now we are going to one-up you as best as possible. That's the woman version.
That's the woman's version. And now I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of women. I can't wait to get their take on this one here. But Buddha, why you think men cheat?
Well, it's a plethora of reasons. Money being number one. Mm. Money being number one. Number two, conquer. You know, pride, conquer. They want to be able to go from town to town and stick their flag down. You know what I mean? Mm.
So you don't think it's just based on just like catch and release, like it's a game, entertainment, where you're fishing. And it's a whole plethora of fish out there. And you're like, oh, I like that one.
I don't know.
I like that one. Let me go ahead and see what I can do with this one here. You grab it, you catch it, dangle it. All right, I'm good.
I mean.
But you go back home to the prize winner that's hanging up on the wall.
But see, here's the thing about that. Those girls that you try to catch and release, most times, I'm going to say about 7 times out of 10, they still linger. And they're always around when you need to call.
Yeah,
yeah. Those, those, those. So there ain't
those,
no catch and
release those,
then, is it? Those are called side pieces. TJ, I'm confused. I thought black men don't cheat.
We don't. We entertain.
Oh,
that's what. Okay. Yeah, we don't cheat. We entertain.
You're right.
That's
we don't. Sure.
And that's exactly what it was. We entertaining.
But there's a difference in why you cheat. Okay, so carry on.
So is it truly a different reasons? It's entertainment. It's like, oh yeah, I let me go ahead and try to see what it's about. And after that, it's like, okay, I'm good.
Entertainment.
I'm going to get some answers from the tribe.
Let's go snatch them. Snatch them, tribe.
I think that's what that means. You know, snatch a nigga up quick. anyway.
Definitely not.
So let's go with Jemiah. Look like she over there. She the ringleader. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and get your thoughts. Why do you think men and women cheat?
I agree with what she said. It's from hurt. For women, because I feel like we feel things versus just pursuing the action and then dealing with the consequences later. We already know we're gonna cheat when we cheat. Mm-hmm. It's planned, it's plotted.
So
we already know who.
So it's
yeah, starting lineup. We got first, the fifth. We know who's sitting on the bench. We already know. So it's already planned. We already know who's going to the playoffs. So
word.
Wow, put me in, coach.
Did I lie?
she didn't stutter.
Please elaborate.
I said what I said.
No, I'm just saying. She didn't stutter. I mean, I really can't speak to that because as a woman, I've never cheated personally.
Physically or mentally?
No, period. So I've just never cheated.
So you ain't never like looked at somebody and be like, if I won this relationship, yeah, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's cheating. I think that's just being human. Being in a relationship doesn't make you blind to other people.
But it's loyal.
But you're loyal to that person. So even if I have a feeling for whatever reason, at the end of the day, I'm in a relationship. I'm not about to step out on that person.
But do you have to step out in order for it to be cheating?
you don't have to, but I don't have this emotional tie to that person where all of a sudden I'm disconnecting with my mate because I saw somebody say, you look good. Yeah, you look good, but I got a man at home.
Okay, well, your man can do a lot of things except for that 20%, and that 20%, his name's called Splackavelli.
I mean, I like numbers, so I think 80% versus that 20%, you know, that's the 80% is greater. It doesn't make sense to me to leave somebody or ruin a good thing for, what, a moment of pleasure?
It usually happens that way.
Is it a moment?
That's what you
think. It usually
happens. That's my assumption based off observation, because oftentimes when you do cheat, you end up regretting because you realize all of what you really had in the first place. So why put myself in that position?
Not all the time you regret it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know because I'm not a cheater, but so you educate me.
No, I mean, sometimes the grass is green on the other side, it's not.
But I always
but did you take care of it, the grass that you had in the first place.
Exactly. I heard that if you're looking over there and saying that the grass is greener on the other side, then you just need to take time to water your own grass.
Ooh, maintenance is key.
Negative. I don't always agree with that, you know what I'm saying?
No,
why
like,
not?
I might like my little
but why
grass.
Why go out I can see, and I can see why go grass. Out and cheat?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not happy with where you're at, then just let that person know what's up. Hey, look, it's not working out. Mm-hmm. I think I should, you know, move somewhere else or do what I got to do. Why string somebody along in something where you want to, you already know you, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
Do you want an answer to that question?
I do.
Because we're human and we're all selfish. And we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And we want to have it the way we want
to
have it.
But I think blaming that's more being so human you because has nothing to do. I'm not selfish and that's not how I respond in those situations.
Then you're in that. Then you're in that 20%, that 20, 80, that number you like to look. You're in that 20.
Well, I be in the 20 because that show ain't in that 80.
So I guess in other words, if you know, if you're not happy, it's usually the 20% that you're not happy, but you got all this 80% that's out there and be like, okay, all right, you know what? I'm not finna cheat because I know I want to cheat. You know, instead, sometimes in your mind, you already know you're finna go ahead and step out, but you want to try to disconnect yourself first so it won't feel like, you know, you're out cheating, because most of the time, when a girl finally break it off, I'm done with you, the next thing you know, 2 weeks later, she over there with Jerome.
That ain't
just
happening. It depends on the girl, though. Like, you can't just put everybody in this box and say, oh, 2 weeks later, she with Jerome. Like, maybe the next girl, she really going through and she took a break in between. Like, I mean, you can't just generalize.
Well, how long
it's not a one-size-fit-all answer.
Yeah, it's really not. Every relationship is different. Every situation is different. And I can only speak from my truth. That's just not how I move. That's not how I operate. Because even beyond the emotional thing, it's a lot of diseases and infections and carrying on out here. And my thing is, don't play with my life. You know, don't play with my life, because you don't have to do that. You don't have to take it there. You can be a man about yours and let me know you're not happy and say your piece, because I'm not going to hold on to somebody who don't want to be there, period. I don't have to.
So would you ever hold out on your man for 10 years?
For 10 years?
If you're married.
If I'm married, no, that's unhealthy. That's unhealthy, but that's still...
What about 8 months?
No, I feel like withholding from your husband is unhealthy in general. We need to address the issue.
I'm tired. I don't feel like it.
But sometimes that's just an excuse. I feel like it depends on the situation. I don't think saying I'm tired and then she doesn't want to give it up and you feel like you got this, oh, I can go out and cheat because she tired. No, we took vows to God. We took vows to each other. You need to talk about that and express, okay, I'm not satisfied. Something has to change. What's going on? And work through it. That's not a pass.
Well, it says in Deuteronomy, the first chapter, I shall give up that book.
Don't play with me.
Do not play.
It says something like that. Give up your dues. Yeah, we actually got some listeners that's chiming in right now.
I just want to have a quick question. Like, do you all think that age has a factor into, you know, how people cheat and why they cheat, you know, because older, more mature persons, you know, see things differently than younger people.
Age has not equal maturity. It's a lot of adult children running around here.
Yes, I think it's experiences. Yeah. I don't think it's age or... I think it's what that person's been through, what they willing to go through, because it ain't easy. When you go through and do that, you got to be ready for all that hell you're going to catch when you do that. So it's that person. They
so
ready to play.
It's just the maturity level of maturity.
Yeah. I think it's,
period.
What's some of our listeners chiming in on tonight's topic? What are they talking about?
Say something to me.
Let's see here. One of the persons said, I used to cheat, so they didn't elaborate on that yet. I'm trying to get some feedback on that.
Used to, like yesterday.
I don't know, was it yesterday that you used to cheat?
Early
Let
morning.
Me know.
Okay.
But some of the viewers indicated, I do think some dudes are raised to date multiple women, while some women are raised to have a boyfriend and be loyal and get married. That's about right. Mm-hmm. Yes, women are emotional creatures, so it's always feelings involved, pretty much what I said. Could be revenge or something she isn't getting at home.
Yep.
That detachment.
And we got one more. He's the professor. And he says, matter of fact, elaborate to what we were talking about earlier, some people will throw away 80% for that 20%. Most people make decisions based off of emotions than logic.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes down to mental maturity. So
come on, professor.
I'm just hey professor.
Yes, professor.
So, it's
professor.
True.
Can I ask the professor something?
Absolutely, professor.
So
he's listening.
If you are living a pedestrian life, let's say you're making $40,000 a year, and your girlfriend making $40,000, that's $80,000 a year, and this girl proposed $1 million one night hookup. Mm. The logic says, do your thing, player.
Getting them bags.
Hold on, what type of woman is she?
Well, no, yeah, because we actually had that segment of, you know, so would you make a sex tape?
Well, yeah, so, but like for that 20.
For $3 million.
But that $1 million in that 20% though, right? So you asking me to be logical, right, professor? So what am I going to do? Am I going to say I love you, baby? This is one night, baby.
Everyone's logic is different.
Listen, you got to remember, we have agreed. There's a mutual agreement to that. It's not you're going to be deceitful and make these transactions.
Well,
it's a mutual agreement.
I mean, for the sake of this particular show, we're talking about cheating, so there's not a mutual agreement there. It's somebody stepping outside of the relationship for whatever reason. Now the 20% is that $1 million. Are you going to do that as a man or woman
for that one come up real quick?
You know what I'm saying? That's a substantial come up. I'm just asking, professor, give me an answer.
So we got the Snatch 'em Tribe Incorporated, the ladies in the building. And I'm going to give you my take on what I think Snatch 'em Tribe means. I think I might have a slogan for y'all. Man, if listen, girlfriend, if your man ain't treating him right, we'll go ahead and snatch him up for you.
Oh.
Pull him away.
No.
No.
That's not what we
y'all
do.
Snatch him
not
up and
not even remotely close. Not. Nope.
The ladies of Snatch 'em Tribe Incorporated, go ahead and talk to us about your business, y'all.
So Snatch 'em Tribe Incorporated is an empowerment and networking organization designed to help women snatch their dreams and goals by force.
Oh,
so the whole name Snatch 'em Tribe came about because we had a girls' night in basically once a month where we, you know, catch up, we empower each other to meet our goals and also catch up on girl talk and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had this great conversation. You know, we snatching dreams, we snatching goals. Like, we're not waiting for handouts or anyone, you know, to give us anything. We taking this world on by force. And so we had already had a group chat, of course, and I just changed the name. It just came to me, Snatch 'em Tribe. And so we started calling ourselves that, and it stuck. And then a year later, we morphed into a business, and we want to help other women and share this with other women because, I mean, now more than ever, we need empowerment as women. We need to be unified. We need to be uplifting each other. So we got this great vibe and this great synergy among us. We're well connected, so we want to help our fellow millennial sisters, you know, give them a hand up.
Wow. So let's go around one by one. Just introduce the ladies so that people can put a name to the voice and the face for those who are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start here.
My name is Jasmine Pitts.
Jasmine Pitts.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Shauna Funderburk.
Sound like you the talk of the group, I can tell.
We all talk, honey.
Amaya, she just being shy right now.
You know, we got the correct.
You know, I'm not shy.
I know that.
I'm Jamaya Edwards, and I want to talk about my role too. I'm the project officer, chief project officer. So we all bring different strengths from what you know, as our specialty, what is our strength that we bring to the group, and what we do and our jobs outside of the organization and our business and what we bring to it. So I am a future project manager, so I am practicing those here, and I'll be that, so I'm here.
Now, it's my understanding that you all have some type of event that's coming up pretty soon. I guess, what, in a week from Saturday?
Yes. On July 13th, Snatchem Tribe reveals the crowning of the Queen Sisters. That's what we call ourselves, the Queen Sisters.
The Queen Sisters.
Yes, because, you know, we started off, like Shauna said, we started off as a group of friends, just having that accountability for one another, you know, always looking out for one another. Okay, we getting together, we having a breakdown, all right, let's huddle up, what's going on with you? And like Shauna said, we just want to morph that into helping. It's each one teach one, you know? You just can't do everything by yourself.
Right, right.
It's about collaboration and not competition. And so that's what July 13th is our soft launch, just introducing ourselves to the world and to, you know, family and friends as well as other business professionals in the area. So if you are listening, please come out July 13th. You can go to snatchemtribereveal.eventbrite to purchase your tickets.
Get them tickets, y'all.
Yes.
So like with the inspiration of, you know, snatching dreams, you know, snatching this world by storm, what have you guys done to prepare yourself to be crowned the queens? Jemiah, I know you want to talk. Come on, say something.
We got you, sis. We got you.
Well, to prepare for this ourselves, we do meetings where we meet up with each other consistently, weekly. We're meeting up of what we need to do to perfect how we want to come out. How do we want to present ourselves? We're doing what we said we were going to do. This is not just us doing our event. We're going to other events, too. So we're supporting other events in the community. If somebody got something going on, I'm there. So we represent each other. So, I mean, it's not just one event or the next one that we have coming up November 30th, but we're there for more than just ourselves. We look out for others, too.
So, and in a sense, life has prepared us for this as well, because it's such a blessing that we all are very unique in our own right. We have very unique backgrounds, and so we can appeal to just about every woman.
Right.
And so we're at a place where we're pretty transparent, and we're willing to let you know, hey, sis, I've been in this situation. This is how you handle that. Oh, you got an interview? I got you. Like, I have these connections. I know how you need to talk. I know how you need to walk. Like, and even on a personal level, we've been through so much trauma, but the thing is, we didn't stay there. We got through it. So when you see another one going through a similar situation, I got to help you. I got to give you this wisdom. It's not for me to keep trapped on the inside. So I think life lessons and experiences has been our biggest preparation. And
absolutely,
you have a responsibility to share that and help someone else.
Absolutely.
So from what I can gather is you all went through something and figured that, you know, there's a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the common goal is to help other women.
Right.
Now, is it just about women? What about men who also may need help, but they don't have that brotherhood? They don't have a dude snatching tribe that need that help?
That might be in the future.
You never know. We got to start somewhere. But it's not limited to just women. If men want to come to our events and they want to support, they're more than welcome to. We're in the beginning. No, we won't get looked any type of way. We welcome all, because I'm not going to look at my fellow brother and see you going through and not help you. You know, if I sense something is going on,
right.
Just us being women and the sisterhood that we have formed, it was just a natural progression to have a business that geared towards women to start. And you never know what the future holds, because it's a lot more coming from us. This is just, scratching the surface, really.
Right. So this event basically is for both men and women to come out to the opening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's the dress attire?
Business casual.
Business casual. Dress like kings, dress like queens.
Yes. Because you are.
That's right.
Hard bottoms. Just like that. Okay. I see what type of part this is. So go ahead and give everybody your handle, how they can find you all, starting with, you know, if the Snatchem Tribe have a social media site, and then of course your personal site if you want to give that out as well.
Sure, absolutely. So you can find us at snatchemtribe.com. That's snatchemtribe.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Snatchem Tribe Inc., Instagram Snatchem Tribe, and if you want to email us, you can email us at snatchemtribeinc@gmail.com. And that's like we said, we are all about collaboration. So if you know any resources or any other women empowerment organizations or anything, that if anybody need help with volunteering services, reach out to us. We're all about collaborating. Sometimes we get stuck so caught up in ourselves and want to promote ourselves, you know, but it's all about everybody coming together and working together, and you can reach a lot more people.
Right. Absolutely.
What about your handle? You want to get your personal one out, or she done summed it up?
Oh, she summed it up. She summed it up.
Okay, so nobody can reach out to you personally, or do
personally?
Oh, personally, you can find me on Facebook at Jasmine Pitts, or also on Instagram. I'm Face Me Fridays. You can find me there too.
Talk about Face Me Fridays.
So Face Me Fridays is a video series. I'm on YouTube as well, Face Me Fridays, and it's just getting people to it's promoting self-awareness. And a lot of times we point the finger at, oh, this is why I'm going through this, this is why I'm like this, I'm like this. But if you really come to a point where I need to face myself on certain things, I can continue to blame other people, places, and things, but when you look at it, all the different situations that you've been in, what's the common denominator?
You.
Different boyfriend, different girlfriend, different relationship, different job, different city, but you're still staying the same, and I'm still dealing with the same things that I've been dealing with. So I just talk about different topics to bring self-awareness.
Okay, I like that one. It's like somebody going to come to you and be like, you know what, girl, I'm always cheating. I don't know if I always cheat.
It's not right.
So, Jemiah, what do fans know about you in the sense of your social media outlet so they can get in contact with you?
Personally, you can contact me at LadyMannequin88 or on Facebook as Jemiah Edwards. My name is interesting, so it's J-E-M-M.
I don't even want to give mine.
Right. You can find me out there. LinkedIn, find me too. So, you got six-figure salaries out there. Jemiah Edwards on LinkedIn.
It is, just like that.
Yes.
So, we're gonna pause for a quick break, pay some of these bills, get these sponsors in here, and
do what you gotta do.
We're gonna be back with the Snatchem Tribe Incorporated. So, keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Break the silence. Call the National. Relationships are about love and respect, not about hitting or hurting. If you or someone you know is in danger, get help and let's break the silence. Call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. The T.J. Chapman Show cares.
Hey guys, Big Rich here from the T.J. Chapman Show. I want to take a moment to talk to you about some good old barbecue food. Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides, mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 4 City Road inside the Sickle gas station. That's at the corner of 4 City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8430. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the T.J. Chapman Show. They're Big Rich sent you. They're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's finest. Barbecue Boys, it's your turn.
You
What's happening, family? We back, man. Wow, we just had part one of our exclusive interview with the ladies of the Snatch'em Tribe Incorporated.
Yes, yes,
also
yes.
Also known as Snatch Them Brothers Up.
No, no, no.
Yes. Snatching with the women in power because they want to snatch up the world. They want to take the world by storm like Pink in the Brain. That's okay. What they want to do as women. And I'm all for it. Okay. Go for what you want. Grab what you want. Take control of what you want. Now, it's not just three of them.
It's six.
It's actually six of them.
Yeah.
And then we got the other two in the building. Right now we're going to call y'all Fifth Harmony because I don't know where the sixth part at. Well, we gonna start with
Sarah's Tasha. Listening live.
Oh, she listening live?
She is Queen Sister Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Sorry you couldn't make it tonight, but hopefully you're having a good time listening in on the show. And the rest of your sisters representing mighty well. And right now I'm going to bring in Miss Tasha over here. Go and introduce yourself real quick.
Good evening. My name is LaTasha. I'm 1/6 of the Snatch'em Tribe, and I'm the cosmetologist of the Snatch'em Tribe. So we all bring something different to the table, and that's what I bring.
So you make sure they got pretty skin.
Make sure all of that. Hair, skin, and nails. I got you.
All this other stuff, all the good stuff. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how did you meet up with these ladies?
We were all mutually friends. My best friend, Gabby, Miss Emma May, that's my best friend. And then she introduced me to Jasmine, who introduced me to Shauna and Jemiah. And we just all, it was just a vibe. We linked up and it was like something that you couldn't even put together if you tried. It was just something that just happened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely a higher power that brought us together is what I like to say.
Right.
It definitely wasn't like... Right. We
didn't plan that.
Yeah, it wasn't just the happenstance. It was meant.
Right.
And so here we are, the mm-hmm. Snatch'em Tribe.
Just like that. So what role do you play other than making sure the skin look beautiful? What are some things that they've actually had you go out and do? Did you go out and, like, knock on doors, talk to the people, like, you know, hey, we got this organization? Do they assign you any job duties other than cute skin?
Well, I am the chief product officer, so as far as any products that we need, I've been recently in charge of the Snatch'em Swag, which is our branding, t-shirts, mm-hmm. and anything with our logo, anything that we can get in the hands of our mm-hmm. audience. That's my job at this time. But like I said, we all bring something collectively. It's not just one person assigned to one job description. We all kind of come together and pitch in what we have.
My, okay, so what can we get some t-shirts? Like, you got pins? Like,
On the way. You have the pre-order. On the way. But we got you. Yep. We can definitely pre-order you some t-shirts and get you snatch them swagged out.
There you go. Get the opportunity to open up Jemiah.
I got it.
Got it? Okay, cool. Now, we have, we got Gabby, Gabrielle, Emma.
Yes. Emma, I may. For all your fashion needs.
Let me know, because woman of many names is always good. Just got to remember one.
Hey, y'all. Come on, it's Gabrielle.
Yep. Got to put the headset on so you can hear.
Yeah.
I think that's going to sit on your lap.
Hey, y'all. I'm Gabrielle. I am the chief creative officer of the group. And I'm a fashion designer. I go by Emma May. You can find me on Instagram, emma.ame_. And then also I have a website, www.emmaamme.com.
Spelled with an I, my
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the wardrobe tonight. I mean, you know, for our Facebook live fans that's out there watching, y'all looking special. Y'all looking like some bacon, eggs, and grits.
Bacon, eggs, and grits. You sound hungry.
Your balance diet.
So tell us about the fashion design that came up, including the leopard fitted outfit you have on. Mm.
So we didn't really come together and say what we were going to wear tonight, but usually, like for events, we come together and discuss what we're going to.
The Culture Radio, only on The Culture.
We are to the events, things of that nature. Our colors are black and gold, so we usually, you know, come and wear black and gold outfits to the events. But
Tasha doing tonight.
That was definitely yellow. You see that's yellow? Somebody right, take it back to school now. Yeah.
So now on the side, you're actually a fashion designer. So have you been able to design, you know, clothes for different groups of celebrities or up and coming celebrities?
No, not as of yet. Right now I'm locally, but I will get there. So yeah, so lately, well,
absolutely.
Yeah. I just made a gown for this girl that was going to prom recently. I'm gonna pull it up.
Oh wow, I see it. Wow.
Oh yeah.
That's night old.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I want to see it.
That's really nice right there.
Mm-hmm. You can't really see that on the camera. Yeah. But it's a bad dress.
Well, you know me and my co-host, we, Samantha Nicole, we be looking for some stylists.
Okay. Yes.
Get a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having to design ourselves. I mean, we got a little taste. You know, yeah. But we like to have other people do the work for us. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, you know what?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to pick some out. So yes.
This is your girl.
I'm the woman for you.
We're right. We're going to be talking to you on that.
Be
one.
Great.
So I'm definitely excited about that. So how can the people find you on social media?
So again, I can be, you can find me on Instagram, Emma, that's EMMA dot AMME _. And then my website is www.emmaame.com. And then my email, you can get in touch with me through there.
Tasha?
Yes. Huh? So my website for all your hair, skin, and beauty needs is candygirl_exotic hair imports on Instagram. And my personal page is _TashaMack, by the way.
Tasha Mack. Oh, okay. So real quick, ladies, we want you guys to just pause real quick because we definitely appreciate y'all coming on the show. But we got to get to this juicy chocolate letter for the night.
The juicy chocolate letter. Oh, my gosh.
That's one thing about this show. When we do our chocolate letter, it makes you want to grab a glass of wine, cognac, whatever's going to make you feel right. So,
all gone.
So, AD.
Sharon is not caring up in here.
You don't need it on this one.
I think she do more than
you. You don't need it on this one. Right.
He was gulping.
So, I'm going to bring my co-host via by phone, Mr. Anthony A.D. Davis. Go ahead and drop the chocolate letters on for the night, Brown brother.
Man. Well, yeah. So, without further ado, tonight's chocolate letter comes from a 39-year-old male out of Tampa, Florida. He writes, "What's good, TJ? First, I'd like to say great show last week. Keep up the good work, my brother. I'm in a current situation to where I need some true, sound advice. I'm engaged to be married on September 21st this year, which is a special day for me because it would be my dad's birthday, who has since passed away. My mom and I live together, and this is how I met my fiance. My fiance is actually her nurse and has been taking care of my mom for a while now. My last wife died in a drunk driving accident about 8 years ago, and my mom adored her. It's been hard on us until I met my current fiance about a year and a half ago. Everything has been good at first between my mom and my fiance until I decided to move her in about 2 months ago. My mom is 83 years old, and she's one of the wisest women I've ever known. But what shocked me was when she said, quote, 'You don't need to marry that woman. She the devil,' end quote. I thought my mom was just acting old, and, you know, I laughed it off about the situation with my fiance. Now that our wedding is around the corner, my mom has been crying and saying that my fiance makes her sit in dirty, dispensed diapers with poop on it all day long. Yet, when I'm home, she's clean and changed. Then she says my fiance pinches her a lot. However, I see no bruises. She says that my fiance makes her eat cream of wheat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because she knows that she hates it. Of course, my fiance denies it. She even said that my fiance puts her in a corner in a wheelchair for time out because she knows that she goes back to tell her things that I've said. The situation doesn't stop there. My mom also tells me that my fiance would be talking to other men on the phone and talking bad about her, me, and my family. It even got to the point where she said, meaning my mom, indicated that my fiance had another man spend the night while I was out of town for a few days, and they had fooled around in front of her and made her watch it. However, now, like any other son out there in the world, I love my mama, and I know she not making up no stories, but on the back end, I love my fiance, and I know she wouldn't do things like that. The Bible says something about cutting the umbilical cord from your mother, and I need to cling to my soon-to-be wife, believe her, and stand by her side. Now, my mom will be gone soon, even though, again, she is 83 years old. However, at the end of the day, I still love my mama, but my fiance convinced me to send my mother to a nursing home. My mom cried and begged me to indicate that I do not need to be with my fiance and to leave her alone. She also even feels that I'm doing it just so that she can die to try to get the large insurance claim. Now, that hurt me. So my question is, TJ, should I put my mom in an assisted living home? My fiance wouldn't have it any other way. She wants her out of the house. My mom wants my fiance gone since it's, the house is in her name. But I, the son, have been running everything since my mom has got her age. My mom is in her 80s and probably won't be living here much longer. Now, I want to believe my mom and my fiance. I'm confused, though. TJ and the crew, help me. What should I do?
My brother. We gonna make sure you be unconfused. Cause I honestly think, before I give my thoughts on brother, I think you're pussy whipped. She must be throwing some good stuff on you for you to be blindsided that this woman ain't doing nothing to your mama. A man's mama is his world. Point, period, blank. Cream of wheats, I used to hate that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. And you feeding it to my mama, I know why. Before I give my thoughts and opinions, Buddha. Let me get your thoughts on this one here, man. He said he's confused about who to believe when he already gave some clear indications that his mama is a wise woman that he's ever known.
Well, there's your answer, man. Right there. If she's that wise and she's still knows her who she is, because at 80 she could have dementia. I'm not saying she do. I don't know, but she telling you. It's up to you to do the research, bro. It's really up to you. If your mama's telling you something, do the research. I'm not saying just outright believe her because you love this woman, but you need to do that research. So I suggest prenup. That'll protect your money.
There, right there. Boom, right there. Written down. Isn't it right there?
Prenup, that'll protect your money. If you want to.
You got it written down. And you wait over there on the other side of the studio. Great minds, thanks a lot.
Well, I'm just going to leave it right there because everybody else has something to say. I'm going to just go with the prenup number one. And that way you can still be with the woman if you choose to be. But your mother's safety, it should be number one at this moment because she ain't your wife yet.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
I basically agree. Sorry, I wasn't here. I agree with Buddha. Two things I suggested: a nanny cam, something that doesn't require a lot of work to put up. And you know, we agreed on the prenup because you know, again, it is your mom, and she might be getting old, but she ain't exactly crazy.
Right. No, I may not get around, but my mind is still fresh.
Right, so I would say definitely them two things, at least for your security. If you're going to go ahead and proceed with marrying her, you're still going to marry her. You've already moved her in. So,
Tasha Mack?
I agree with Buddha. And
baby.
You know, baby.
Baby.
Yes. Like you said, a man's mother is his world. So you have to protect mom at all costs and make sure that what she's saying is not true before proceeding further with marriage.
Jemiah?
I agree. However, mama being mistreated, the matriarch in any family being mistreated is unacceptable whatsoever. Right. So that definitely needs to be, because it sounds a lot like manipulation. So mama could be
stretching the truth. That may not all be true because it sounds like a soap opera. Yeah. So there is no way all of that could possibly be really going down. So a nanny cam, a camera in hidden places to really hear, or just leaving something to kind of pick up this audio that's happening. Because why would she let that lady watch her?
Right.
Get it, you know, how
she,
he going?
She in a wheelchair. She can't do nothing.
But still, you gonna keep going? You going to get them pumps in? You going to get all...
It's almost
I mean,
sure
no,
she
no,
got
no.
Some, sure she got some arms. She can...
So, no. Like, right. So, mm-hmm. But you sat there. So, I don't think all of this is... I think a lot of that is manipulation. One, to kind of pull... Because he gave the reason why she could be manipulating him. Because she favors the other. So, with that, it's something that's not being addressed there. So, is there some hurt? Is there something that is not dealt with there? That maybe they need to have a conversation about the other woman that has since passed? Because, honestly, what does she want him to do? Be miserable until she passes?
Yeah.
So, honestly, it's got to be a conversation and some healing there between mama and him.
Yeah.
But there's some manipulation there, which can get easily solved by just putting a camera in there or some audio clips there. But we need to know what's going on first.
I see Jasmine over here inching to the mic. Right. She inching to the mic. She scratching over like a crackhead. Go on to the mic, girl.
I got so many words.
I just feel like, you know, just going, listening to the letter, like what Jemaya was saying, that from the previous situation, she loved the first girl, you know? And parents, all people, all your relationships, people have patterns. So my first question is thinking, okay, how was she initially before he had his first wife? Did the first wife go through the same thing? And then now that they married, oh, I love her so much. Or now that she gone, now I love her so much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like sometimes I have met some women and some dudes that I know, some of my friends, where their mom, because she doesn't have anybody,
husband.
She puts the son as if he's the husband. Mm-hmm. And so can't nobody else come through.
Yes.
And so
preach.
It's like you doing too much, you know? And so if you got to put nanny cam, if I got to do all this extra stuff, the person maybe I shouldn't be with them. Or maybe you got to look at your mom and like, look, Ma, I need to have a conversation with you. Love, you keep saying, oh, I love my mama. Love has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, if this is who I'm going to marry, Mom, this is who I'm going to marry. You're going to have to respect this. You going to have to put his foot down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to have to be a man.
Wow.
There you go.
Basically.
Just like that.
I totally agree with what Jasmine says. Yes, do your research, but at the same time, I know there's a lot of mothers who really cling to their sons like their husbands, like especially if it's just been the two of them for a period of time. And it's a good chance that he was probably taking the previous wife through those different changes, you know? So I really think he needs to validate whether that's true or not, because honestly, it was hard to even believe the story. It sounds like a fictional. Like, it doesn't sound true. You know, it sounds like she's doing everything she can just to get rid of this girl, because I mean, nobody is about to really do some stuff like that, you know. So I think he's just gonna have to man up and really do some soul searching and see if that's true, and then, you know, have some separation somewhere.
Wow. We got time for AD to give his quick closing thoughts. We got about 2 minutes. AD, get go on and help the brother out.
Man, oh man, real quick. I definitely co-sign what everybody kind of pretty much is saying. I look at it as he has now mixed business with pleasure. You know, he did the business in essence of bringing her in. From the business aspect of taking care of his mom, you know, like in anything, maybe in a workplace, same type of setting, you found love. It is what it is. But because of the severity of the situation, I think he's going to have to man up, like everybody said, and have a talk with his fiance. You know, as well as have a somewhat of an understanding conversation with mom. Keep in mind, mom is set her ways. She ain't changing. So let's just be real with that. But I think in his heart, he does not want to put his mom in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. You know, but what probably needs to happen, you know, in regards of this relationship or this marriage that you guys are ready to go into, I think it might be either just bring it to the table, forefront of, you know, maybe, you know, boo, you need not to take care of mom. You know, only because it's going to cause a division, and that's something I don't think he wants to walk into that marriage with, is being divided within his heart, which later on, if mom does pass, you know, he's going to end up holding that, you know, so to speak, resentment, and it's going to be somewhere about 5-10 years from now down the road in the marriage, you know, so I think he needs to do some type of severance, the essence of, yes, the physical, I have to service myself in a way from mom because I'm clinging to my wife. True, but I definitely think he needs to just cut the ties from the business aspects of wife taking care, soon to be wife, taking care of mom, since there's bad blood there. You know, to try to make it happen. But that's just my outtake on it. You're going to have to man up, my brother. It is what it is. You're going to have to talk to your woman like a man, and you also have to talk to your mom in a respectful way. Like a mom, but also keep in mind she's set in her way, she's not changing, so that's it,
just like that. Bruh, get your cam, put it in the clock, get your little teddy bear, set it around the room, do some discovery for yourself before you jump to conclusions. That's all I'm gonna tell you, because tape don't lie unless you're the police. Anyway,
he just took it to another level.
So, real quick, man, we definitely want to thank the ladies of the Snatchman Tribe Incorporated for joining us on the set of the TJ Chapman Show. It's always a pleasure. My platform is y'all platform. Anything y'all need, just hit me up. Aww. Got y'all. Looking forward to the 13th. And before we go, the professor.
Oh.
The professor responded.
Responded back to Buddha. And he says, the Bible says, the Bible, says, Bible says equally yoked. If they both own that, then let it be. However, as I am a monogamous man, we will make it together in our faith and trust in each other. It's us against the world. #, it's above me now.
Had to go to that higher power for you. Okay,